This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Restroom access for transgender students continues to be an issue in the Fort Worth School District. It wasn't on the agenda for last night's school board meeting, but supporters and opponents showed up to talk about guidelines put in place last month. They direct school staff to respect the gender identity of students and to make adjustments for their safety, like offering the use of a single-stall restroom or a bathroom where other students are not present. Parent Chris Sullivan criticized the school board for a lack of transparency on the guidelines.
Fort Worth ISD core beliefs and strategic goals, which are behind y'all, hopefully you looked at them last time you were here, like I suggested, indicate that we should have active participation of parents and community. This has not happened with the adoption of the transgender guidelines. Parents and community were shunned from this.
Nathan is a transgender man and a graduate of Trimble Tech. He said the policy could save lives.
For some trans individuals, school is their safe place, believe it or not. These guidelines could be life-saving. It would have made a world of a difference if they had been in place when I was in school.
The state attorney general weighed in earlier in the day. In a non-binding opinion, Ken Paxton said the school district's guidelines for transgender students violate state law because they were created without parental consent. Superintendent Ken Scribner has said he's confident the guidelines are legal. A former top investigator with the Dallas County District Attorney's Office has admitted persuading a prosecutor to drop criminal charges against a person in exchange for money. Anthony Robinson of Mesquite pleaded guilty yesterday to one count of conspiracy to bribe or reward an agent of an organization receiving federal funds. The U.S. Attorney's Office said Robinson solicited, demanded, and accepted a bribe of more than $200,000 disguised as an investment in a cattle business. Robinson was a 20-year veteran of the DA's office and served as chief investigator for previous district attorney Craig Watkins during his two terms. He was dismissed after current district attorney Susan Hawke was elected in 2015. Robinson will remain on bond pending sentencing. As part of the plea agreement, he also agreed to pay more than $31,000 in restitution, in addition to any other restitution that the court may order. The Dallas County DA's office declined to comment. Now to Breakthroughs, where we explore the latest in health science and technology. CAT scans are not just for people. They can also be used on dinosaurs. A skull from the Pawpawsaurus, you heard me, Pawpawsaurus, was discovered in North Texas in the early 90s. It was recently scanned, allowing scientists to digitally rebuild the dinosaur's brain. Louis Jacobs is a professor of paleontology at SMU, and he talked to Justin Martin about this research.
Why was this dinosaur named Pawpawsaurus, and where exactly in Texas was it discovered?
It was named Pawpawsaurus because the rock unit that it was found in is called the Pawpaw Formation, and that's in Fort Worth.
What have the CAT scans shown us? This is one of the first dinosaur skulls to undergo CAT scans.
It's not the first, but let me just say that that technique is by all standards, pretty new. Basically, a CAT scan, you are X-raying through the body, and then you can make 3D digital models of what's recorded. We do it with humans in medicine all the time, but dinosaurs and fossils require more energy. So the X-rays are put through with more energy, and you can get a good model.
How do you go from digitally scanning a skull to rebuilding its brain?
You know, visualization through software is, you can see inside the earth, you can see inside the clouds, you can see inside people, you can see inside everything. The advances in the software make digital visualization accessible. And so we had the data from scanning the skull of Pawpawsaurus. And then from that, we rendered 3D models of the brain and also the nasal passages to figure out how the air went through. So we did all this, first of all, because we wanted to see the relative proportions of the different parts of the brain. We wanted to see the inner ear so we could get some idea about the kinds of things they hear. We did the nasal passages so we could get ideas about the amount of area for smelling, sniffing. and just to see the way the air would go through the nasal passages. We decided to do the skull because it was well preserved and had a good brain case. And if you can see into the brain, then it opens up a different world, a different way of looking at dinosaurs and other extinct animals, because you can start to make estimates of what their senses were like. And if you can make estimates of what their senses are like, then you can start to think about, well, what were their lives like and what was it like here?
Pomposaurus was discovered in 1992. What did they learn from that discovery, and what have you uncovered since then about the dinosaur?
The study of that skull was part of a PhD study by an SMU student, Youngnam Lee. So he discovered it was new, a new kind of plant-eating dinosaur that walked with its head low towards the ground. It's armored. Then with the other dinosaurs, the baby dinosaur that had been found, we knew they bred in this area, that they lived in this area, they made their nests in this area, they made their homes.
Can you describe the Pomposaurus? You know, what did it look like?
I would start out saying what the baby Pomposaurus looked like. And I would say that baby looked about like an armadillo. It was armored. It held its head low to the ground. It walked on four legs. There's no relationship between dinosaurs and armadillos, which are mammals. But it is interesting that something that looked like an armadillo was here in Texas 100 million years before highways.
Lewis Jacobs is a professor of paleontology at SMU. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
We have an ozone alert in effect today. Sunny skies as well, with a high expected of 98 today. It's 80 degrees now in Dallas, 78 in Fort Worth.